Anyhow.
Okay.
And or anyway.
If a child were crying, he might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Well, I would say that I've heard none since my infancy, as well as any, and depending more or less on the background of the people and so on.
Mm-hmm. You would say?
I would say any. Mm-hmm. I think from childhood on.
Okay. The trenches cut by a plow are called?
Furrows.
And if you had a good yield, you might say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you're
cleared.
Mm-hmm. Would you call, if the grass was cut and then it grew back a second time and you cut it again, or any crop, what would you call that second time?
In other words, you're getting two crops in 1 year, you mean? Mm-hmm. I think I've heard second yield.
Okay. What do you have a name for old, dry, dead grass that might be left over in the field?
Stubble.
Okay. What about a crop that comes...
After you've cut the hay.
Mm-hmm. A crop that comes up that you haven't planted.
Volunteers.
Yes, that's it. Wheat is tied up into a...
Volunteers also used in flower gardens.
Mm.
For example, notoriously, cosmos is a plant. If you plant 1 year, it'll be there 3 years later, whether you like it or not. The next thing called, my wife will say, oh, the cosmos volunteered again.
Wheat is tied in a...
strictly literary.
What?
What is the term? Sheaf.
Mm-hmm. And then bundles or sheaves would be piled up into a...
Shook, I guess.
Okay. And talking about your
wheat does not grow here at all.
Your yield, you raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. And what would you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Winnow.
Okay. There's another word beginning with a THR. You'd say the oats.
Oh, well, winnowing comes after the thrashing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard thresh long before I knew how to spell it, so that I'm not saying thrash. I've heard people say thrash in confusion, presumably with the word meaning to beat, since then.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that thresh was the form I knew first.
Thresh is for oats?
No, is for beating? No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I've heard people say thrash, and I think that... Well, I think I first encountered that possibly in the story of Ruth and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a kind of literary or religious or what have you, cultural.
Mm-hmm. Which do you say, thresh?
I'm pretty sure I say thresh under all circumstances.
If you were beginning the sentence with oats, you'd say the oats.
Are
oats plural? That's the question, really.
It's like grits.
Yes. Well, is grits...
Well, grits is singular in my book.
And oats.
Do you want some grits? Yes, it's very good today. I think oats is what people say here, to the extent that they say it. And of course, people who feed horses, of course, talk about oats quite a lot. Oats is now. What do you do with it in the crop? As a crop, I'm not that familiar with it.
This is some pronouns here. If you and another person have to do the job, you would say to him, blank and blank have to do it.
Well, my casual childhood speech, certainly you and me have to do it.
Today you would say?
Well, I'm a school teacher. I'm always grading that down in freshman themes. Because, of course, as you realize, there is an over-correction, and that, say, your D students say me and him have to do it, whereas your C